a retape, a...
Part 2.
A part 2. Yeah.
Nice.
With Tony Garda from thinair.com, because we had to go a little short yesterday because the room was closing up.
Yeah.
But I'm into this product, right? You and I get it.
Yeah.
And you know I get it, and I'm excited about it.
You get it.
So, Dorothy,
both of you get it.
we want to come up with a follow-up. So tell us briefly what you guys do and how you do it. Then we're going to talk about some applications.
Sure. So we can tell you within 90 seconds exactly where any insider is within your organization. And how we do that is actually through this new technology that we like to call information attribution. So we basically keep a historical record of all the things that people within the organization have seen. So that if information is exfiltrated from the organization, we have this nice list that we can use to narrow the scope of the investigation down to the people that had the access and the opportunity to actually take the information that's in question.
Old school. It works.
Yeah.
Now, Dorothy had some good ideas on how to talk about financial applications.
Exactly. So in terms of global financial services or any financial service firm for that matter, what we've seen is that the various functions are siloed. So you have compliance, and under compliance is financial crime investigations. Then there's a totally separate group under information technology, which is a cybersecurity, and now incident reporting under New York State DFS for those banks that are regulated by New York State Department of Financial Services. Mm-hmm. And then you have a third group, which really is the collaboration, the core functions of compliance, legal, risk, that access that data. What we're finding, though, is that all of that data is siloed. Mm-hmm. But as you and I were speaking about earlier, the criminals, the bad guys and gals, know how to obtain that data.
They
so
do.
Could you please share your insights on how thinair may become a change agent?
Oh, absolutely.
Change agent, very nice.
In the financial services sector, of which you have clients.
Yes, we do.
To help those clients aggregate this data, detect that internal fraud as well as external fraud, and locate the attribution much more quickly. And then obviously the follow-on from that would be to create the reporting that fast-tracks the law enforcement investigation.
Right, is this a congressional investigation? Because you lost me there for a second. Take it, Tony. You can do it.
Well, actually what we've noticed is that, so our particular focus is on insiders. So what we give you is the ability to kind of find those folks very quickly. What we've noticed is that there's actually a very clear pattern of behavior. So normally, if I'm an insider, I go and I collect information that I care about. I go try to obfuscate that from the detection mechanisms that exist within the organization, then I find an opportunity to actually communicate it outside of the organization. So what we've basically developed is an ability to take that pattern of activity and find that across the enterprise. So if it's financial information that you care about, if it's personally identifiable information that you care about, if we start to see that pattern of behavior, we then apply it and alert the organization that it's occurring in real time. And if we even see other patterns that are similar across other industries, so let's say it's even a healthcare industry, and there's a new approach that they do to exfiltrate information from the organization, we can take that pattern and apply it across our whole fleet. So if we see it anywhere within, you know, your organization or other organizations, we can alert you to that as well.
Now, when you get an organization that's really huge and people move around department to department, maybe state to state.
Yes.
Have you ever had an opportunity to pick up a bad actor that was in one place, now he's in another place, and you know it's him?
Well, normally what happens is that people exfiltrate information for a variety of reasons. Sometimes they just feel as if, you know, the organization has done them wrong.
Right.
They feel like they want to retaliate against it. So what we try to look for are just those types of indicators. So even in the event that a person were to move from one department to another, if others that their peers within that organization are accessing data, you know, differently than the way that this particular insider is, we can alert against that as well. So it's more like finding the outliers in the fleet of the organization versus the department that they're actually in.
Now, you got a good war story for us? A big success about something?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right.
So actually there was one particular organization. It was a multinational consulting organization. The thing that they were concerned about was they had employees that they thought they couldn't figure out what was happening, but employees were quitting and starting competing companies, right, against this consulting company. So what they did is they approached us and we deployed thinair. Within the first 2 hours, we actually detected our first insider. And what they were doing is taking their complete contact database, obfuscating it, and communicating it out. And the reason why they did that is so that they could then start a competing company and then call all the contacts within that contact database. Within the next 48 hours, we actually found an additional 2 people within the organization. So within 48 hours, we actually found 3 insiders and saved that company, I mean, literally millions of dollars.
I think insiders are, my personal opinion, they're the biggest threat. You know, because you know that the bad guys are knocking on the door. We know they're out there. We're trying to defend against them.
Right.
But it's the Trojan horse. I mean, that's the classic story, right? What type of activity are you finding and detecting with thin air that our viewers might be interested in? Crimes, espionage, you know, bullying, stalking. What are you finding? Everything?
So every single time that you open... So news articles happen every single day. I mean, you know, the typical example that we like to talk about is just, you know, the Waymo walk off where the employee walks off with information, then they start a new company, and then it gets acquired by a competitor. Well, those are things that we see actually on a very regular basis. That's the exact template that we saw with that consulting company.
Yeah.
People that work there competing against the company that they actually were being employed against.
But are there other types of behavior that you're finding that are, or is that the main one? Is that the main... Maybe have you detect?
So the things that people do are actually very similar, but the reasons are all quite different.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, the pattern's the same.
Patterns are the same.
Oh, right? Interesting. Okay.
So it's like, if I'm going to steal social, right? That's still, that exfiltration behavior is actually a very common pattern. If I'm a financial services organization, I'm going to steal, you know, credit card information.
Yeah.
The data is different, but the pattern of exfiltration is actually very similar.
How many bad guys have you caught to date?
We don't talk about that publicly.
Okay.
More than three.
I'll get it out of them when we're off the air, you watch. But I won't share it.
But one thing we haven't spoken about, which I believe is nascent in terms of awareness, is collaboration between outsiders and insiders. And I'll just give you a sample use case. You have an individual who knows that there's an investigation, ongoing investigation of him within a particular enterprise. Friends with the IT manager, they go out for drinks. IT manager is not making as much money as he would like to make. Little cash on the side looks good.
Yeah.
He says, you know, download those emails for me because I need them, you know, for a case I have and I'm being, you know, I'm the victim. Downloads the emails. The emails get transferred outside of the enterprise. Violation of IT policy. In this case, violation of bank secrecy laws in two countries, not one. And violation of Dodd-Frank. So we have various levels of violations. So now the bank is in the hot seat.
That's right.
Because the legal department and the compliance department know that, A, they have criminal activity within the organization, collusion, and there's a victim on the outside who is, by the way, a customer of the bank who is now preparing a lawsuit for violation of personal data.
Yeah.
Are these types of cases difficult to crack? Is this something that you would help your clients to do?
We give you the evidence. So that what's great about us is that we give you the not only do we help you find the individual that actually, you know, exfiltrated the information, we give you how they did it. And that's the evidence you can then use to take whatever corrective action you think is important. Sometimes this stuff is actually on accident. Sometimes people just make mistakes. They don't know that sending this stuff outside of the organization is actually very bad. They're just trying to work from home.
Right.
They just want to get work done. But at the end of the day, it's the duty of the organization to have control over the assets that are the most important assets within the company. And that's the information. It's not the computers. It's not the laptops. It's not the phones. It's the information that is on those things. And that's what we care deeply about.
Tony Garda, thinair.com. Check them out, you guys. One of my favorite products here, Black Hat 2017. Thanks for the recap.
Thanks for having
Glad
me.
Glad you have on any time.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Tom. All right,
thank
this producer,
you.
We can go dark. We'll be up in a few more minutes here on SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017.